If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2336. How to Become Passionate About Exercise. By Bevan J. Isles with LesMills.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Happy Monday. I hope you had a great weekend. Thank you so much for being here. And welcome back to a new week of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read the best articles to you covering diet, nutrition, fitness, and more. And now with that, let's get right to the post as we optimize your life. How to Become Passionate About Exercise by Bevan J. Isles with LesMills.com. Have you ever had a moment where you massively failed in an area you normally excel in? This happened to me in 2010 when I started an exercise group for beginners and nearly everyone failed. 90% of the people ended up quitting or getting injured. What's worse, the experience would have reinforced their thinking that they will never like or be successful with exercise. This made me face the reality that I didn't know how to help non-exercisers win with exercise. I was an award-winning, internationally recognized fitness instructor, and I had a massive gap in my skill set. I sucked at helping beginners. This hard truth moment shifted my career to a place where I became obsessed with helping people who aren't looking to fall in love with exercise. This obsession has led me to help thousands of people not only introduce exercise into their lives, but create a lifetime love of it. The benefits active people experience are huge. When you are active, you are fitter and healthier, you feel great about yourself, inspire others, and get to live a life full of enriched experiences. Those who already have a lifetime love of exercise all share similar traits. They have a movement they love, they are part of a community around that movement. They have growth journeys with their movement, often within their community. They have a strong identity with health and fitness, and they feel dissonance when they aren't exercising. Understanding this is one thing, but the big question is, what does it take for non-exercisers to go from disliking exercise, feeling insecure exercising, not having time for it, and shutting the door to it, to a place where they love it? I believe there are three essential early steps. The first three things a beginner must do when starting their exercise journey are 1. Decide to make a change. When it comes to introducing exercise into your life, there's always a good reason not to start. You're too busy. You're going away soon. Your family needs you. Your body has issues, and so on. If you aren't exercising, do some of these thoughts sound familiar? Here's the thing. You're always going to have reasons not to start. While these reasons may be valid, they will always be there, preventing you from starting, which means there's a chance change will never happen. The difference between people who exercise regularly and those who don't is that regular exercisers prioritize it. Exercisers have busy lives too. They have families, careers, and demands on their time, but they have learned how to make exercise a priority. The first part of your exercise journey is deciding to take the first step to prioritize exercise. Change will never happen if you don't decide to make change now. 2. Avoid the mistakes most beginners make. There are millions of people who have decided to make a change to their health and fitness. They go down a pathway they hope to be successful with, and within a very short time, they have quit and given up. Unfortunately, these people do everything wrong when they start. They do too much too quickly, make it too difficult, set unrealistic expectations, and create experiences that are unenjoyable and extremely challenging, so they feel like a failure. All of this makes the idea of doing exercise unappealing and pushes them away. There are so many pieces to the puzzle that need to be put together to create a long-term exercise lifestyle, but knowing what to focus on first is so important. The first thing to think about should always be how exercise will practically fit into your life most easily and realistically. It is important to learn the things you need to do before you even start moving, as this will remove barriers that push you away from doing the movement. Questions to ask yourself: how will I practically plan my exercise sessions into my week? How will I remove the mental and physical barriers that will prevent me from doing my sessions? And how can I set myself up so I can guarantee that I will feel successful when I exercise, both physically and mentally? For example, ask yourself, could you plan 3 15-minute easy walks this week? Does this feel realistic and easy? This is the kind of level you should aim for when you first start. Remember, your focus is on learning the practicalities of how to fit exercise in the most realistic and easy way possible, which leads to my last point. 3, make sure you measure the right thing. You may be thinking, I can definitely fit 3 15-minute easy walks into my week, but what kind of results is that going to get me? You're right, 3 easy walks probably won't create a huge amount of physical change. But the first part of your journey isn't about physical change. It's about building a habit in the easiest and most realistic way possible. The only thing you need to measure is, did I do the things that are creating my habit with exercise? If you measure your physical results in the early stages of your journey, you may feel like you are failing or wasting your time. You're not. You're doing great work building the first part of your fitness foundation. Once you have learned this first practical step, you will progress to the next step and start to experience massive physical and mental change. But it will only come once you have the habit in place. So to reinforce this key message, in the first stage of your journey, only measure and reward the actions that are creating your habit. So think about it. If you committed to making a change today, put your focus on building the habit in the easiest and most realistic way possible, and only measure the things that build this habit, could you be successful in the first part of your exercise journey? I guarantee that if you start your exercise journey with a focus on these 3 areas, you'll be building the key foundation needed to fall in love with exercise. You just listened to the post titled, How to Become Passionate About Exercise by Bevan J. Isles with lesmills.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. What I love about today's post is that the author basically gave us a way to create SMART goals, meaning goals that are specific, measurable, action-oriented, realistic, and have some sort of time constraint. But the author simplified this process so nicely for us. And when we set up these types of simple, realistic goals, researchers have found that we are more likely to actually achieve those goals. That's because this type of goal setting acts like a type of GPS for us. They help us get from where we are now to where we want to be. So yes, in the beginning, just focus on consistency, getting those exercise sessions in, build that foundation, and don't worry too much about those physical changes like more muscle or a shrinking waist or shrinking hips. That will come later. All right, that'll do it for the Monday episode. I hope you have a great start to your week, and I'll be back here tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.